Jumping down the line, crashing into so many different lives and different stories, is a bewildering experience. Years of being an oral historian doesn't really prepare you for your arrival into someone's, anyone's life. Over the years, I've begun to wonder, am I the only one doing this? That's a strange line.
Hello?
There is at least one fellow traveller, Mark Thomas. His website, The Payphone Project, is the ultimate public telephone directory. There you'll find not only millions of numbers, anywhere from Uganda to Uxbridge, but also images of the humble devices, records of their anonymous presence across the globe. The site invites people to choose a payphone, and in Mark's words, call some random number in some random street, in some random town, and talk. Mark was waiting for my call in a downtown Brooklyn booth.
When I was a little kid, I grew up mostly in Tampa. I was actually an army brat, and we traveled around the world a lot when I was a little kid, but I mostly grew up in Tampa, Florida. You know, we had payphones at the schools, and we had, I just was always fascinated by their ability to connect people. I mean, among other things, I saw it as a way to tap into the seedy side of life. I guess when I was in the eighth grade, I took a piano lesson at the University of Tampa, which was located in downtown Tampa in a pretty sketchy area. One night, I remember we were watching TV, and a guy comes on talking about the prostitution problem right outside the University of Tampa on Kennedy Boulevard. So I went over there, and I wrote down the number of the payphone outside of the University of Tampa, and I went home, and I just started calling it at night when I imagined all these, you know, prostitutes and such came out. You know, honestly, at the time, I probably didn't even know what a prostitute was exactly. I just knew that it was dark and interesting to me, at least. I called it a lot. And
yeah.
I never really had the nerve to say anything in particular. But what I started to do was play cassette tapes of myself playing piano. I would hold those up to the phone and felt like I was making my contact that way. I probably had a grandiose notion of bringing some culture to the dark side of society. Nobody ever seemed to hang up. You know, I don't know if they sat there listening, but I know they never hung up. And even if they let the phone just hang there in the booth, I thought that was pretty cool too. You know, just imagine my little piano playing, sailing up into the that hive of prostitutes that I heard about on TV.
But Mark, the dedicated archivist of the world's payphones, is really more engaged by the possibilities of connecting disparate lives. Using the internet, he will fire up half a dozen payphones and let the multiple strangers work out what or who is going on. He is captivated by the device itself, rather than as an entree into someone's story.
With the omniscience of technology everywhere, or phone calls are not that special anymore, ringing up a public location like that, that re-energizes the thrill of contact, of making contact, because it is still unexpected. It always amazed me that this public resource was kind of taken for granted in that respect, that you had the access to reach out from virtually anywhere.
I totally agree. It was always so exciting when I was traveling to make a phone call to my folks back home and to friends from a telephone box and being somewhere so different and actually hearing the sound of the familiar ringtone of my parents' home through a phone box was quite extraordinary. I still have that feel of nostalgia when I walk into a telephone box and still make those sort of calls. What are your tricks of the trade, Mark?
Well, same as when I was a kid, I still look for what I think are seedy locations, because I feel like that's where people are going to have their guard down. There's a motel that I ring up once in a while, which is a total end-of-the-road motel type of place, and somebody almost always answers, and I always hear this sense of hope in their voice.
¶¶
Hello?